AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. There has been a mysterious crash of a helicopter on top of the AXA Equitable Building in New York City. The mayor says that area of Manhattan is restricted to air traffic, so it's unclear why the pilot was there. Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says the skyscraper had to be evacuated.
We were able to put water on the fire quite quickly. Unfortunately, we did find a victim with the helicopter.
Pictures released by the fire department show piles of burned rubble on the roof of the tower. Authorities, for now, are ruling out terrorism. The person who died is presumed to be the pilot. The White House counsel from President Nixon's administration says that there are parallels between the Russia probe and Watergate. John Dean is testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee today. The president called him, quote, a disgraced former White House counsel. 3 days after the president announced a strong deal with Mexico to stem the tide of migrants coming into the U.S., confusion remains about what exactly they agreed to.
The president's been touting the deal since Friday, but has been stung by questions about just how much of it is actually new. He says Mexico's agreed to things beyond what was announced Friday.
They have to get approval from their legislative body.
What is it?
Why are the Mexicans denying it then?
I don't think they'll be denying it very long. It's all done.
The president could be talking about the idea of Mexico becoming a safe third country, making it harder for migrants passing through it from other places to claim asylum in the U.S. Mexico, though, has long resisted that idea. Sagar Magani, Washington.
If you've been dozing off in front of the TV or sleeping with the lights on, you might be packing on the pounds. The National Institutes of Health says that it has to do with hormones and not resetting your metabolic clock. This is AP Radio News. A U.S. medical team is now flying former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz to Massachusetts. He was shot at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic.
A spokesman says Ortiz's gallbladder and part of his intestine were removed. Leo Lopez also says there was damage to the liver of the man known as Big Poppy. Police say this all happened at the Dial Bar and Lounge in Santo Domingo. A gunman approached from behind and shot Ortiz at close range. Investigators say they're trying to determine whether Ortiz was the intended target. Ortiz's father says his son is resting, saying Big Poppy will be around for a long time. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in Oklahoma City say that they fatally shot a man who was shooting at cars along the interstate. Four cars were hit today before police and the gunman exchanged fire. Also, the Supreme Court has rejected challenge to the federal regulation of gun silencers. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.